haunting. So when she'd heard about a cat in need of a home, she'd offered to take her in. She just hadn't thought she would be so gorgeous. "You're a little overwhelming," Larissa admitted, as she crossed to the small kitchen and put water into a bowl. "Should I dress better now that we're roommates?" Dinah glanced at her, as if taking in the yoga pants and t-shirt that were Larissa's work wardrobe, then continued to explore the small apartment. She sniffed the sofa, checked out corners, studied the full-size mattress in the bedroom, and totally ignored the small bathroom. "Yeah, I know," Larissa said, putting the water on a placemat by the back door, and then trailing after her. "The bathroom is really tiny." There wasn't a counter, just a pedestal sink, a toilet, and a stall shower. Okay, so the apartment wasn't grand. Larissa didn't need much. Besides, the place was clean and the rent was cheap. That left her with more of her paycheck to give to her causes, because there was always a cause. "The windowsills are wide, and you'll get a lot of light," Larissa told the cat. "The morning sun is really nice." The small apartment came with one unexpected feature, a laundry room. She'd tucked Dinah's litter box next to the dryer. The cat perused the facilities, then jumped lightly onto the kitchen counter and walked to the sink. She glanced at Larissa, her gaze expectant. Larissa knew this was why she'd always resisted actually adopting an animal before. She'd told herself it was her lifestyle, that she was so focused on saving them all that she couldn't be with just one. But in her heart, she'd been afraid she simply didn't have it in her. Now, as she stared into big blue eyes, she knew she'd been right. "What?" she asked softly. "If you just tell me what you want, I'll do it." Dinah looked at the faucet and back at her. "From the tap?" Larissa asked, then turned on the cold water. The cat leaned in and delicately lapped at the water. Larissa grinned in triumph. Maybe she could conquer this pet thing after all. She waited until Dinah was done, then picked her up. The cat relaxed in her arms, gazing at her for a second, before letting her eyes slowly close. From deep inside came a soft, rumbling purr. "I like you too," Larissa told her new roommate. "This is going to be great." She settled Dinah on the sofa, then glanced at the clock. "I hate to bring you home and run," she said, "but I have to get to work. It's only for a couple of hours, and then I'll be home." She grabbed her battered handbag and headed for the front door. "Think about what you want to watch on TV tonight. You get to pick." With that, she closed the door and raced down the stairs to the ground level of her apartment building, then out onto the street. She'd only been in Fool's Gold a few months, but she loved everything about the town. It was big enough to be thriving, and small enough that everybody knew her name. Or at least enough people to make her feel as if she belonged. She had a great job, friends, and she was a comfortable 425 miles from her family. Not that she didn't love her parents, her step-parents, her sisters, their spouses, and kids, but sometimes she felt a little overwhelmed by so much family. She hadn't been sure about leaving Los Angeles, but now she knew it had been the right thing to do. Her mother's two-day visit, while enjoyable, had been an intense campaign to get her to move back home. "Not happening," Larissa told herself cheerfully. 10 minutes later, she walked into the offices of SCORE, the PR firm where she worked. The foyer was huge, with high ceilings and plenty of life-size pictures on the wall. There was a photo of the four principals of the firm, but the rest of the wall space was devoted to all things Jack, Kenny, and Sam. The three guys had been NFL stars. Sam had been a winning kicker, Kenny a record-breaking receiver, and Jack was the brilliant and gifted quarterback. There were pictures of them in action on game day, and others of them at various star-studded events. They were smart, successful, good-looking guys who didn't mind exploiting themselves for the betterment of their company. Taryn, their lone female partner, kept them in line, something of a challenge considering the ego she was dealing with. Larissa was Jack's personal assistant. She was also the guy's private masseuse. She enjoyed both aspects of her job. Jack was easy to work for and not overly demanding. Best of all, he supported her causes and let her manage all his charitable giving. As for being the company masseuse, each of the men had played a rough sport professionally. They all had injuries and ongoing pain. She knew where they hurt and why, and when she got it right,